are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Today, of course, is Tax Day 2009, and about this time every year, Washington and the nation is treated to the annual Pig Book, courtesy of Citizens Against Government Waste. With me now to talk about the contents of this year's report is Leslie Page of Citizens Against Government Waste. And Leslie, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Remind our listeners the purpose of the book.
Well, the Pig Book is our annual expose. We've been doing it for 19 years on pork barrel projects and earmarks that members have inserted into the 12 appropriations bills that are currently our law. We're operating under that appropriation right now. And so this year, we go through them and we try and determine how many earmarks there are and who is responsible. And the grand total, it was a porkapalooza, mind you. Unbelievable. Regardless of what you think you've heard about earmarks and pork barrel projects, they are not in any way reduced. For one thing, we have actually more earmarks this year than we did last year. We have $19.6 billion worth of earmarks this year. Last year we had 17.2. So the dollar amounts have gone up by 14%. The amount of projects has reduced at 12.5%. It's kind of small. Certainly not the 30% that the House leadership and the Senate leadership have been running around touting.
And Leslie, I guess the rules have changed a little bit on earmarks, mainly that they have to be publicly disclosed a little bit before an actual vote takes place. Doesn't seem like the members are any less bashful than they were when they could do it in secret.
Well, actually, that was the other big piece of news this year, was that, you know, after we started going through it, we started seeing a lot of anonymous earmarking. I mean, totally across all 12 appropriations bills, we had $7.8 billion in anonymous earmarks. When I say anonymous, and most of them were in the defense appropriations bill, these are earmarks with no name attached, and in a lot of cases, they don't even have a state identified where they're going to go. So, again, I think what's being promoted and promulgated in the media and out there and what members and this leadership of the House and Senate are telling everybody is just not true. We have not, I mean, accountability, we've got more anonymous earmarks this year than we've ever had.
Well, let's get to the infamous list here. And the Senate side, it seems like it's a bipartisan effort among the worst offenders of pork barrel spending. Who's at the top of the list or
well,
the bottom, depending on how you define
Cochran
it?
Thad Cochran is always the biggie. Thad Cochran was the biggest porker on the Senate side. In terms of the state that got the most, it was Alaska per capita. And that has been the same. You know, Hawaii and Alaska have basically had tag-teamed the one and two spots over the years for many, many years. Bottom of the list is always Arizona, where we have, in terms of pork per capita, you know, we have Senator McCain and Senator Kyle in Arizona, and neither of them are earmarkers. I'm pretty sure Kyle doesn't take any. I know McCain doesn't. And then in terms of House members, a lot of House, Jeff Flake is from Arizona, as you know, and he doesn't take any earmarks. So that's why they're at the bottom of the barrel in terms of pork per capita. But we think that's something they should be proud of, frankly. In the House, again, the top porker in the House was Neil Abercrombie from Hawaii. And interestingly enough, the spot in the third place was also Hawaii. It was Congressman Hirono, who was in the third spot. So we, you know, Hawaii had two of the top three spots on the House side. These people, it's the same group, it's the same people that keep cropping up kind of every year in terms of the amount of pork.
And
they are notorious, and the longer they stay there, the more they kind of dig in and entrench themselves.
And it's Alaska's lone representative that's also very high on the House side of the list, so that's why those two states keep getting so much.
Yes, correct, exactly.
Pork barrel spending. Real quickly, in our last 60 seconds here, Leslie, what are some of the most egregious actual earmarks?
Oh my gosh, we have our Oinker Awards, which members of your audience can always go to our website to see some of our Oinker Awards. We pulled out a few. For example, a Porkosaurus Award went to Senator Harry Reid, Majority Leader in the Senate, for $143,000 for the Las Vegas Museum of Natural History. We had the Highway Robbery Award, which was for our old friend Senator Byrd, for $9.5 million for Corridor H. One of my favorites was the $200,000 for the tattoo removal program out in California, a courtesy of Howard Berman. And then we had $1.8 million in swine odor and manure management research. You know, that was Iowa, and that's Senator Tom Harkin. And I'm telling you, it puts a whole new spin on the whole manure management concept when you look at this amount of pork and this amount of government waste.
Well, we started talking about pork. We ended talking about swine, so we've come full circle. Leslie, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Greg.
Leslie Page of Citizens Against Government Waste. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Find us online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join us tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.